Grace, peace, and mercy are yours this day through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. He goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. When I was in early elementary school, I was growing up in a small rural Minnesota community, and there were family friends of ours, members of the congregation, elders in the congregation who didn't have any grandkids of their own, and so we kind of became surrogate grandchildren to them. And Neil and Jill had a little farm outside of town, and so we would go out there sometimes to have dinner and such. And my sister Kristen and I, of course, right when we got out of the car, there was on the front of the property, there was a pasture, and there were sheep in the pasture. So immediately, we got out of the car and ran right over to the fence. And the sheep were usually, often, across the pasture, grazing under some trees, probably from about here to the back of the sanctuary or so. And Kristen and I would then, commence calling them, saying, you know, here, sheep, come on over here, you know, and then making the noises that sheep make. You know, what noise does a sheep make? You know, yeah. And getting grass and sticking it through the fence. And the sheep might as well have been deaf because they didn't even twitch an ear in our direction. And then Neil would come out of the farmhouse and he would mosey on over to us and he'd get next to us by the fence. And in a voice no louder than casual conversation, he would just say, come here, sheep. And every single one of the sheep would stop what they were doing and turn and start walking across the pasture to us over there. Wouldn't it be nice to be so in tune to the Good Shepherd's voice, to listen so intently and to trust it so much when Jesus talks to us? When he says, you are forgiven, you are loved, you are precious in God's sight, you are a part of God's work in the world. That's what Jesus is after. That's what he's talking about in this scripture. It's a beautiful metaphor indeed, and it is meant for you. I think that's what we often hear, hopefully, when we read this text. Jesus is the shepherd, and we are the sheep. And that's good news for sure. This week I took a little deeper look and noted a further reality in this passage that Jesus speaks. Not only does he say he's the shepherd, but he also says, I don't know if you heard it or caught it, I'm the gate. I'm the gate to the sheepfold. You know, if you read it like a story, it doesn't really make sense. How can Jesus play two characters at the same time? Not only is he a shepherd, but then he's this inanimate object also, the gate. But it's another metaphor to highlight multiple facets of the same truth. I asked, what does a gate do? Well, it's the way that the sheep come in and the way that the sheep go out. And they come in to safety and protection, and then they're led out to the gate to feed, to receive nourishment, and to be fed by the creation. So the gate is both the entrance of welcome and the blessed sending out into the world. I think too often when we hear gate, we think of a means of exclusion. Well, it means it's closed to some people, but open to others, and you need to have the correct passcode or password to get in or believe the right way, and then the gate opens. You know how this works. But to view Jesus as a gate of exclusion is to fail to see who this shepherd has been. After all, in the same passage, Jesus says, I have other sheep that don't belong to this fold, and I must bring them also. And if you note what kind of gate Jesus has been throughout the Gospel of John, it becomes pretty clear. In chapter 1, there were disciples lingering behind him as he walked along, and they said, we want to know where you're staying. And he says to them, come and see. In chapter 2, he's at a wedding where they run out of wine, which would have been an embarrassing and shameful circumstance and perhaps been a stain on the marriage and the couple. And Jesus turns 180 gallons of water into the best wine to keep the party going. Chapter 3, Nicodemus shows up at night with questions about who Jesus is. Jesus sits with him, has a conversation, tells him that God so loves the entire world. Chapter 4, he meets a Samaritan woman alone at a well, and Jesus bridges all of the perceived obstacles of religion, ethnicity, gender, and traditional customs to give her hopeful, life-giving words. In chapter 6, are you getting the idea here? He sees a crowd of 5,000 plus hungry people with nothing to eat and provides more food than they could even put down. In chapter 9, he meets a blind man forced to beg, gives him sight and a new life in community. I am the gate. We hear, oh, that's to keep people out. No, no. Every indication is that Jesus is a gate always and only to show people life, love, protection, security, and loving community. I am the gate. He's the shepherd, and he's the gate. It led me to ponder then, if Jesus can be both the shepherd and the gate, well, who are we then? I think most of the time we read it and correctly assume, well, we are the sheep. Jesus is seeking us, seeking to be the way and the guide for us in life, and that's true. You people are sheep. You even know what noise a sheep makes. Go ahead. Yeah, exactly. That's right. Still with it. Good. But if Jesus is both shepherd and gate, you know, there's other characters in the story. Could we be other than sheep as well? I told my children the story of us, my sister and I, going out to Neil's farm. And I asked them, why do you think the sheep didn't come over when Auntie Kristen and I yelled at them? And my kids were pretty sharp. They said, because you were strangers, Dad. Ah, very true. We were strangers. And could that be true of us also, even in the scripture? Could sometimes we be the strangers to Christ? Or worse yet, the thieves or the bandits of whom Christ speaks? For instance, I know sometimes I'm a stranger to Jesus, not allowing myself to be known by the shepherd, not connecting with him. Sometimes I can be an enemy of the shepherd. How often do my own fears or anger or insecurities get in the way of Jesus' voice for others? I know at times my words or actions perhaps have done more to scatter the flock than gather the flock. I've spoken in hostility to other sheep. Has that ever happened to you? I've put chains on the gate sometimes. And I wonder, which are you today? Are you a sheep? Or are you a stranger or a thief? And perhaps the answer might be yes. Daily we live in a world of division. People are still ostracized or vilified due to race or nationality. Daily we live in a world where there's plenty of fear, anxiety, and stress. Daily we live in a world where there's so much isolation, where the distance between wealthy and poor continues to increase. If we're honest, we might be real about how we as individuals have even contributed to that, or as a collective, how we've contributed to that. The scripture draws us back to who we are in Christ. For you. If you've been a thief or a stranger, Jesus is saying, come be a sheep. Stop trying to climb over the fence. Here's the gate. It's wide open. In fact, you'll probably find some other sheep that have been strangers before also next to you. And then as sheep, you also become those who give nourishment to others. When Neil called the sheep over when we were on the farm, he didn't come empty-handed. He went to the barn first and grabbed two bottles. And then he brought them over and he gave them to my sister and I. So then we were assistant shepherds, so to speak, and then the sheep were very interested in my sister and I, sticking their head through the fence to suck on the good nourishment. And in just the same way, we were transformed from being strangers into being shepherds. So too with you. You who have been strangers are welcome. The gate is open. Come into the pen. Be a good sheep. And as you do, you are also deputized in Christ to be an assistant shepherd out in the world, nourishing others, bringing others into the fold, leading others into good nourishment for their life. How will you come to know and welcome other sheep? Perhaps that's the question. How will you come to know and welcome and be with the Good Shepherd? Well, you take that with you, and as you do, one thing we might say as sheep is what sheep say. Go ahead. And amen.